Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Luke Morrow in for Reggie today, and we still will go around the NFL here on In the Loop. Appreciate you hanging with us. You can always text the show, 713-572-4610, here in the afterglow of that great, dominant Texans victory yesterday. But what a wild day it was throughout the NFL. Maybe highlighted by this text from Ocho saying, my overreaction of the day is Baker Mayfield is without a doubt the greatest quarterback of all time. And I'm really pulling for him. If you don't like Baker, you're not a good person, he says.
I just seen on the screen saying Baker is my MVP of the year. I'm like, damn, we here.
What's the case against?
I know. I think he is. Not only because of how well he's playing, but he's every week. It's this two-minute drill, comeback victory in the fourth quarter, and he did it again yesterday. In Seattle against the Seahawks in a showdown. Whoever thought that in 2025, one of the better games so far this year would be a showdown between Baker Mayfield and Sam Darnold, but that's what we had, and the Buccaneers found a way to tie it up and then get the winning field goal at the end as well, and just Baker, he's hard to keep down, as Texans fans know.
He's got that swag that is just so cool, too. This was wild. That was just the tip of the iceberg on a very wild Sunday, but The Bucks. I mean, we have firsthand knowledge of what Baker Mayfield can do. You know, we were talking earlier about the best team in the AFC might be might be the Indianapolis Colts. Hell, who's the best team in the NFC?
I know it's another fair question. I mean, a lot of people probably would point to the Eagles despite yesterday, but the Eagles have been so odd that they have not looked good. They have found ways to win without looking good. Yesterday, they gave Saquon Barkley 6 handoffs. I don't know why. They had the lead for almost the entire game and weren't giving their best player the football. 2 weeks ago, they won without any passing yards in the second half. They're just a weird team. And the Bucs, I would like to say, are the best team in the NFC, but then you wonder, like, can they keep doing this? Every week, it's a comeback victory. Eventually, that shoe needs to drop.
I still think it's the Lions. But you know they started out with a whimper, but they keep winning. They're 4-1. Lions are in there. Eagles are still in there despite it all, like you just said. But the Broncos, 18 straight points, 18 unanswered points.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a crazy day. It was a crazy day all around.
Yeah, it sure was. The Broncos, the record was something like 1-114 when trailing by 14 points or more in the fourth quarter, and yet they got win number 2 yesterday. So yeah, it was crazy. As we tried to summarize yesterday's day in the NFL as best as we can.
One more thing on the Bucs.
Yep.
They still don't have Mike Evans.
Yeah, right.
You know, so he's still not available for them to, you know, if you're projecting forward, they still do have one of the best rookies in the class. Let's ask Rob Gronkowski.
Baker Mayfield also did it without his number one wide receiver, Mike Evans. And you got to give credit to this rookie sensation wide receiver out of Ohio State, Emeka Egbigbu, going for over 100 yards. Emeka Egbuka. I'm getting confused.
There you
going
go.
Lights out once again.
Getting confused.
Egbigbu. Well, they'll learn his name, that's for sure. And it's not the easiest to pronounce.
Who's Egbigbu? Who am I
Egbigbu.
Missing?
Egbigbu.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Believing in Drake May now?
Yes. I liked Drake May to begin with. And look, I already patted ourselves on the back earlier today, but that same show that I was in with you over the summer, I picked the Patriots to make the playoffs this year because there's a trend where the team in the AFC that has the easiest schedule has made the playoffs something like 10 straight years. Mm-hmm. And the Patriots entered this season with the easiest schedule on paper. Plus, I like Mike Vrabel. So I've bought into this Patriots team. I like Drake May. That was a huge win last night for them, obviously. I'm a big fan. By the way, quick sidebar. I think it is so petty. According to sources, as you see, mm-hmm. Bill Belichick told UNC.
That's so crazy. Yeah, go ahead.
People are wondering, how come UNC's Twitter accounts have not acknowledged Drake May at all this year? He's playing good football. They just beat the Bills last night. You should be proud of one of your former players. And according to sources, the story this morning from those who cover UNC is that Belichick told the school, do not put any pro-Patriot stuff on our social media.
That is so, it checks out.
So lame.
He need to go into the petty cast that Sean and Seth be doing every week.
Well, the other thing
is petty.
That is a great recruiting tool.
It's true, right?
It's a great recruit. Look at Drake May. Look what we can do at North Carolina, even though that was
But he's with the Patriots, though.
But he's with the Patriots. Now, apparently this morning they did tweet something. There was some sort of, damage control. But the report, they still stand by it that, you know, this was petty, and it's so believable.
That kind of adds up because remember earlier, I think it was rumors that he was stopping the Patriot scouts.
Yeah. Yeah.
From coming there.
That they couldn't visit in person to scout players.
Yeah. I've always tried to defend Bill Belichick through his entire career, even post Brady. But this time in UNC has been so odd. It's hard to defend, and this is really
he
corny.
Is clearly with them because he want to make his ex-girlfriend jealous.
Yeah, oh,
like
for sure.
Do he actually want to be in UNC?
No, he just wanted to coach, and they offered him the money and control, and he could have his girlfriend there.
Yeah, you know? Right.
So for all that stuff.
And I know this is around the NFL, but the last thing on Belichick, UNC is 0-3 against Power 4 conference teams this year, and they've lost by like 25 plus in all three, so they are not even competitive.
No, not even close. Where else around the NFL? Because we talked about the Colts. How familiar were you with Jacory Kroski-Merritt from the Commanders?
Very familiar. He was one of my sleepers for fantasy football. I did not get him, but I just he became a story this summer because he wants to be called Bob, and everyone just because of this name or Bill, right? He wants to be called Bill. Mm-hmm. I think it is. So everyone just was like, "Who's this guy in Washington?" It's not Bill Crosby. It's Bill Kroski. Anyways, he's fun.
Yeah, he came out of nowhere. Fantasy owners everywhere are chomping at the bit. You know, most of them had him on their bench, though. Well, maybe not because of the injuries and stuff. Maybe not yesterday, but that was something. Mike McDaniel?
I've just been waiting. I don't want to root for someone to lose their job, but after each week, I have one of my best friends is a Dolphins fan, and I text him like, is this the way? How do you keep doing this? Mm-hmm. And you blow a 17-point lead to the Panthers of all teams, and you're 1-4 now? Mm-hmm. I was originally a Mike McDaniel guy when they hired him. I loved that he was different. He was quirky. Then I thought he got a little too much into himself and a little too arrogant for not winning enough. And now, if you're a Dolphins fan, like, what do you have to hang your hat on? This team is bad. They've been bad the last 2 years. Tua is not the answer either. Tyreek Hill's now out. That was embarrassing yesterday.
Most likely to be fired in season.
100%. Honestly, if I was the Dolphins, I probably would have done it after yesterday's game, maybe today.
Yeah, maybe. Because he's completely lost the team. Absolutely lost the team. Now, Aaron Glenn is one that I'm just perplexed about. I believe in Aaron Glenn. Now, maybe just the job is cursed, but the Jets just awful. Well, obviously, big loss against the Cowboys yesterday.
Yeah, that's just a tough
even the
job.
Saints won.
I know it.
Even the Saints won.
Yeah. Yeah, that's embarrassing for the Giants, too. I mean, New York football is just a mess right now. They were all excited about Jackson Dart. But rookie quarterbacks who have to go on the road in their second start are something like 12-34 all time. And so even though it's the Saints, it was a bit of a tough spot going on the road yesterday for Dart. And, yeah, the Giants played poorly.
And then there's the Mark Sanchez thing.
Oh, my gosh. This is the strangest. When I first got the news, I got the breaking news on my phone. Mark Sanchez was stabbed. I was like, oh, my gosh, someone attacked Mark Sanchez in Indianapolis?
Mm-hmm.
Then you get the real story of what transpired, and it is so absurd. And we have to wait for more details, of course. But if you're unfamiliar, Sanchez, the news broke like late Friday night, Saturday morning. It was at 12:30 Saturday morning.
Mm-hmm.
And initially, you know, we hear he gets stabbed. And then long story short, some delivery truck driver was just trying to do his job in the alleyway of a hotel, transport like cooking oil. And Mark got upset because he was parked where he supposedly wasn't supposed to be. And he attacked the guy. And the guy had to defend himself with a knife on Sanchez. But man.
69-year-old dude.
Yeah.
69-year-old dude. We're going to have more. Now there's felony charges that were reported in the last hour that are going to be coming potentially against Mark Sanchez. But we'll have more on this for sure.
Yes, because it is so odd. Hey, Texans get a huge win yesterday bashing the Ravens. We'll hear from the head coach, DeMeco Ryans, when we come back. It's In the Loop.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.